So Bhaktivinoda Thakur uses the word dharma in Jaiva Dharma to refer to three categories, Nitya Dharma, Aditya Dharma and Namitya Dharma basically. So apart from Nitya, why does he use the as a characterization of dharma? Why does he use the word dharma? With that which is not eternal. Actually, something may not be eternal, but still it may be natural in certain situations. Dharma, if you look at its Sanskrit, it comes root is dhri, which sustains, that which sustains. So for all of us, we have a particular nature. Say a kshatriya has a kshatriyas, they want to manage, they want to lead, they want to do administration. Vaishyas, they want to earn. That is their nature. So we could talk about nature from various perspectives. Modern psychology talks about, say, some people are introverts, some people are extroverts. So now for those who are introverts, there has to be a certain kind of lifestyle that sustains them in their function. Kshatriyas have to have a certain kind of lifestyle that sustains them in their function. So that which is natural for us, even if it is not eternal, if we more or less mold our life according to that, then even in this life we can function properly. And to a large extent, we in today's culture, where many people choose careers based primarily on what will give the maximum earning or what is the most glamorized in society, when people choose careers that way, it leads to a lack of job satisfaction because people are in incompatible jobs. So what is happening there is that they have a particular nature, and Bhagavad Gita talks about two things. There is swabhava and there is swakarma. Swabhava is one's nature, and swakarma is one's activity, one's prescribed, one's natural activity. So our swakarma should match with our swabhava. So we should be in a profession or occupation which is more or less matching with our disposition. So when we have that, then there is at a material level also relative satisfaction. Material level there cannot be complete satisfaction, but in material level there can be dissatisfaction and there can be utter disorder. So material level also, if a person is in a very incompatible situation materially, it can lead to a lot of misery. So when we talk about anitya dharma, that means it may not be eternal. So a person is a kshatriya, the soul is not a kshatriya. That person may be a brahman in next life or maybe something else in different life. But in this life, in this situation, that is the basic nature of the person. And one needs to work according to that. So even that which is not eternal, there can be dharma associated with that also. And to the extent one understands and harmonizes with that dharma, to the extent one can live peacefully and productively. Not in a spiritual sense, but in a material sense. Does that address your question? Thank you. Any other questions? Yes.